With Laura Fox.
Podcast.
Now, this day next week, the first event of the 2024 Olympic Games will be underway. The opening ceremony takes place on Friday, the 26th of July, with Ireland bringing its largest team ever now. Our very own Andrew Dupuy is with me to chat all things Olympics, from the great to the downright odd. Very welcome to the show, Andrew.
Thank you very much. Lovely to be here. How are you?
Great to have you. I haven't seen you in so long.
It's been a while.
Come here, tell me this much now. Let's just go to the basics of it. Why are the Olympics such a big deal?
The Olympics is pretty much sporting Christmas. Okay. It's where everything comes together. People you haven't seen for years show up again in your life.
I'd like to point out that's the second time Christmas has been mentioned on the show today.
We're going to play Mariah Carey by 12 o'clock by hook or by crook, I'm telling you now. But everyone gets together. It's the best against the best. It's to find out who is number one, and it is just the top of the crop of sport and talent all in one place for a month, showing you all about it. And for me, I suppose, and for a lot of people that are into sport, what sport, but like a soap opera for people who don't want to say they like soap. That's all about stories.
Yeah.
Olympics is EastEnders. There's so many stories. There's people who had heartbreak 4 years ago coming back for revenge. There's people who have been on top for too long and there's lads trying to take them off their pedestal. There's all of that. There's all the narratives of, I've come from this small town and we've got nothing, but we might get a gold post box out of it if this goes well. So it's the magic of it all, that you could start out as a kid doing nothing and all of a sudden you're on the world stage, stood there with a ribbon around your neck and a gold medal hanging there. You know, it's just, it's beautiful. It's what sport's all about.
It's kind of a bit like the X Factor as well, with the storytelling that's leading into it as well, which, I mean, we love. We champion this, like even last week we were talking all about it. So I love it. We care about. How are Ireland looking going into the Olympics?
Don't want to say it too loud.
We're looking good.
I know, we're going to aren't we?
We've got a rake of people going. 132. There was a party. So it was roughly 132, I think, last count I saw online. And a lot of people think we've got some medal chances. Some international, I was reading an article on Buzz.ie yesterday, and a load of international press think we could get about 12 medals. So that's a lot.
That's and other they didn't people even thinking have, that about us.
That's other people thinking that about us. And obviously we think we'll get none. Sure, we'd be lucky just to be there and happy about it. But like Rashida Adeleke hasn't been mentioning any of those things. Won her first Diamond League event there the other week. The relay team, their massive, massive win during the year. Then you also have the likes of the rowing, where we're just powerhouses. Whatever they're doing down in Skibbereen, it's ridiculous. You know, the lads are just unbelievable. And the diving, the swimming, Daniel Whiffen looks big. He's even going to be our first open water swimmer this year, because they're swimming in the Seine. They're doing a 10k kilometre swim in the Seine.
This is what I'm very
they've cleared the poop. We're told they've cleared the poop. We're okay. There isn't a poopy Seine. We're fine. We're told.
Say poop one more time on air.
And of course the boxers. We're good at fighting and running away. That's basically it.
Very good at it. I am dying for the swimming in the Seine, if I'm being completely honest. I think it's because there's been so much hype and so much talk about it the entire way through. It was the outcry of the Je Suis. Can I say it again? Kate's like, go on, just go for it, because you're going to do it anyway. I'm going to take a poop in the Seine. Do you remember that whole thing that was trending?
Yeah.
Like, it's the crack of it. I hope they don't do it, but I'm also very much looking forward to the outcome of it. There have been some great moments in the Olympics. I'm talking about, like, a moment that I hope is going to be great is the swimming. But do you have a favourite from years gone by?
Yeah, there's a lot of ones that people think are great. Like obviously, Usain Bolt doing the ridiculous and what felt like unnatural before he did it, you know, doing the undoable. It's ridiculous. Then there's some weird highlights from back in the day. I suppose, you know, you have Gaelic football and hurling were at the Olympics as a showcase sport in 1904.
As they should.
So two American teams played against each other, I think. So that was nice. That was a bit of fun. But I think my standout, you have Sonia Silver, you have Michael Carruth's first ever boxing gold, you have all the boxers, you've done of them brothers pull like a dog, you have it all, Hakuna Matata from Kelly Harrington. But my favourite thing has to be Katie Taylor 2012. Women's boxing probably wouldn't have made it to the Olympics without her. She was the powerhouse behind it all. She brought professional women's boxing up by the bootstraps when she was there.
Yeah.
And the best moment to top off the whole amateur career, to win a gold medal at the Olympics, unbelievable. And to have it soundtracked by one of the greatest bits of sports commentary I've ever heard, Sean Bon Branagh on RT Radio on the Gaeltachta. This is the moment where it was announced she won it.
Katie Taylor! Katie Taylor, champion of Europe, champion of Bowen, and champion of Olympics. Tasha Groot and Katie Taylor, a little husband, as an east and Steve about the shin.
Oh my god, that is amazing.
In bits he was. And if you want to hear the whole thing, he cries for about 2.5 minutes and goes in and out of it. It's on the RT YouTube page if you want to go find it. But that's just the magic of it. That's what it means to people. And for me, if you're picking Irish moment from all the Olympics, that would be the one for me, I'd say.
Okay, so you mentioned hurling and football, obviously, back in, did you say 1904? Yeah. Is that right? Like, it has changed a lot over the years, but, you know, mad things have happened all the same.
Yeah, they've had some weird sports. Now, look, you have to try things out. And back in the day, they tried a lot of things. So they had the likes of solo synchronized swimming. Huh? Explain that one to me. They tried it at 3 Olympics, then goes, you know what? Maybe if we put people with you, this will be a bit better.
So hang on. 12 years of solo synchronized swimming happened. That's some footage I need to find somewhere.
The 1904 Olympic marathon was kind of the first time they gave this a go. And it was a bit loose. A lot of people were running a marathon for the first time. One person showed up in full suit pants. There wasn't really a track laid out. And the lad that won it kind of got a lift in a car for 11 miles of it. Which, if anyone knows how long a marathon is, that's almost half. It's 26 miles and he did 11 of it in a car.
That's working harder, not harder. I can't say that. That's just cheating.
You had aeronautics there. They had art competitions. Ireland won medals in art competitions in the Olympics. They're there from 1912 to 1948. So Jack Yates won silver for the Liffey swim. And we got two other bronzes. So we weren't really good at the sport bit. The typical Ireland. We're so artsy. We just want to draw something.
I was going to say poor old Don Conroy. Like, he missed out if it ended in 1948. He would have cleaned up.
They had bowling and they had solo, or they had cycling polo. So they used to do these exhibition events of like, kind of, now let's do a funny one. So there wouldn't be really medals for it, but we'll just do it for the crack. And cycling polo was it. And it's kind of like how Ireland won. Yeah, you're on a bike and I presume you're playing polo. Kind of like how Ireland are world champions at Quidditch, because the only time anyone mentions anyone winning the Quidditch World Cup is Ireland. It's like, oh yeah, Ireland bet Germany in the cycling polo demonstration at the Olympics in 1908. So we are the forever Olympic champions of that. But my favourite Olympics, the question everyone asks, if you go forward in time or back in time, what would you do? I go back in time 100% and I go to the year 1900 and I go to Paris, because that is the weirdest Olympics there has ever been. So the Paris Olympics was happening at the same time the World Fair was happening in the 1900s, and some events crossed over, but they never really decided what was Olympic and what wasn't. So they've never come out in the later years to say these events weren't Olympic, but everyone who thinks that they qualifies in amateur and organised, which is very low bar if you think about it, they are Olympic sports. So some of the ones that were there, ballooning. You get in a higher balloon, who goes the farthest? Get a medal. Who goes the highest? You get a medal. Who goes the farthest and the highest? You get a medal. Cannon shooting is what it says. Kite flying, life saving with 4 different categories. Mannequin carry and rescue. Mannequin tow, obstacle swim. I'd watch an obstacle swimming course.
I would watch an obstacle swimming course.
Super lifesavers and line throw. They had military exercise, motorcycle racing, pigeon racing was in the Olympics. Yeah. You win a gold medal for that. Tug of war, water motorsports.
Tug of war?
Yeah, tug of war was there for ages. That goes all the way back to like when it started in Greece.
Probably
and all that.
Probably have awful burnt hands. Yeah. Because you'd really be given a socks.
Firefighting was also both professional and volunteer. Unclear whether the volunteer would just rock up on the day and say, I fancy this.
So I think I'd be quite good at this.
You basically had to put out a fire and rescue someone.
It'd be watching like Station 19 and stuff and being like, yeah, okay, I've got this, which would be my Achilles heel. I think I was fully capable of doing this.
So like the fire started on the third floor of a house of 6 floors. Fourth floor and stairs in the upper parts are impassable. People are saving the 5th and 6th floors. Please operate a rescue and it's like a leave insert question. And get out there and extinguish the fire. It kind of sounds like, the reason I love it is because it's so weird. There's a million things happening. And it kind of sounds like an Irish school sports day if they were let loose. Because we are a country that does the spud and spoon. We're a country that does the welly throw. You know, these are kind of things that, there's like, imagine some French lads sitting around going, is it a building on fire? Go! It's like, oh, right. Jesus, all right. Claude.
Jeez,
oh,
I thought
relax.
We lost Andrew DeBray there for a second.
Sorry, you know, went to France there for a bit.
Okay, so this is all the crack of the years that, you know, different things that have happened. Yeah. But are there any events or athletes, bringing it back to business, that we should really keep an eye on this year?
Well, obviously, Ireland aside, because we've got a load of people in there doing great work and across a load of different categories and stuff. But Simone Biles is the superstar. Yeah. She's the one to watch. Has come in and out of retirement a few times, going there to become the greatest of all time. She has 37 medals between the Olympics and the Worlds. Too much. I'm sorry, right? She's tied for being the most successful US gymnast. She's going to probably break that record at this Olympics. She's trying to be the greatest of all time. There's a documentary just after coming out, starting to build up to the Olympics on Netflix about her now. So if you fancy checking that out, check that out. So I'd always say watch that, because the stuff they do is ridiculous. Mm. I can barely stand up. They're doing flips. Madness. The skateboarding is good crack as well, because you have some of the youngest Olympians. There's like 16-year-olds, 15-year-olds and that, and they're up against professional people who probably would have been skating back in the day when Tony Hawk was coming out of it, who are 40-odd. So it's really interesting, because you can see old people get beaten by children, which is always enjoyable when you're not the old person yourself. The USA basketball team, the dream team is there. Steph Curry, LeBron James. I feel bad for anyone who's played against them. And I enjoy watching sport climbing, because it's just like a rock wall you used to do in a TY trip, and they do it really, really fast. And I kind of like, it's entry level enough that I think I could do that, but I appreciate it because I've been there and I've fallen, and it's not that, it's not, you know, a million miles away, but it's enough away that I can respect it. And that's what's about the Olympics. A week ago, we'll start the Olympics, we're 2 weeks in. 3 days ago, you didn't know that sport climbing existed, and then next thing you're shouting at the telly at some Lithuanian climber going, what are you doing?
This is genuinely my favourite part though about the Olympics. It's like every other TV show as well. You're shouting at them as if you could do it yourself.
Oh, 100%.
And you genuinely haven't breathed.
I was there watching the athletics when I'm watching the 4x400 metre relay that Ireland were flying at that, and I was like, go on, kick! Go on! Go! Open her up!
Well, you're going to have a front row seat because you were heading over yourself. Are you excited?
I am, yeah. It was kind of one of those things where the last time the Olympics was this close was 2012 in London. And we're kind of like, right, how long until it's close again? Because it's every 4 years and it has to go around the world. So yeah, Paris, myself and two of the boys are going over. We have tickets for some iconic Olympic events. Rugby sevens, women's. Ireland will be in that. That'll be fun.
Oh, that will be fun.
We got beach volleyball. I was told it was under the Eiffel Tower. It is next to the Eiffel Tower, but it's still beautiful. That happens at night, so that'll be ambiance, as they say.
You know how you are absolutely and utterly tragic at reporting back or sending videos? This is something I do want to see some footage of. That's pretty insane.
And we've the golf at the weekend, where Ireland do have a medal hope, because they, in the men golf we have, so we have Shane Lowry and Rory McIlroy, who definitely have medal hopes. And then you also then have the women, Stephanie Meadow, and you have Leona Maguire the following week, who could well medal as well. So yeah, we're going over there, some classic Olympic sports and some good clean fun, all going well.
Andrew Dupre, thank you so much for coming in and giving me that very intense history. Remember, if you're not heading to Paris like Andrew, you can watch it all over on RT TV and the RT player. You can get the latest news every night right here on 2FM with Game On from 6. We'll be right back after these. 2FM
with Laura Fox podcast.